you ready for the Rams to get down?
Yeah, you know, the last couple of days, you know, you kind of, the players are starting to, you sense the anticipation. I've heard one of them say this is the last day for the next 4 or 5 we'll get to beat on each other, so let's make the most of it. But, you know, we had a good morning this morning, and we're going to back down a little bit, just have a lift session this afternoon, and then begin to prepare for the 4 sessions against the Rams.
What can you tell most? I mean, individual matchups, corners versus receivers, is that the kind of stuff you can tell most out of?
Well, I mean, it's all-inclusive. You know, it's your offensive line against their defensive line, your run front against their run game. It's, you know, the secondary and linebackers fit in their pass game and things. And it's just, you know, it's completely different. You know, even though it's the NFL, their systems are different than ours. And their run fits are different. Their fronts are slightly different. And so, you know, it's really worked. It's extremely valuable. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate to have been able to put this together. And I know Coach Linehan and his staff's looking forward to coming down for a couple of good days of work.
How eager are you to see a guy like Chris Johnson get maybe his first real test and have some live contact and stuff?
Well, he's been involved in live contact since we put the pads on. And so, I mean, his real first test is going to come, you know, when the lights go on Saturday night. You know, we're not going to take backs to the ground and tackle people. We're going to continue with the same tempo that we've been practicing with the last week.
Your defense knows exactly what your offense is doing, too. Does it give you a more realistic look, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after, you know, you spend 10 days together in addition to the OTAs, and they recognize calls and you know, routes and plays and things. And, you know, we kind of encourage them, you know, just to grow deaf ears out there and just react. But it's hard. I mean, if you can recognize something on the practice field, take advantage of it, it's all well and good. They won't be able to do that the next couple of days.
How would Dale Carey do on second day back?
He's fine. You know, maybe she's anticipated this.
Wash said he's still waiting for Javon to cut loose. Easier said than done to bring a guy in after he's been in the system for a while and expecting just to revert.
No, Javon's a pro. He knows what – Javon has a – with his experience now, he has the ability to look into the long-term future, not just the day-to-day things. And so he's working hard and doing things, and you know, he'll get – I don't know if he'll go twice a day against him, but he'll get his work, and he'll get his work in the ball game Saturday night.
Dave Ball said he wants to mimic Kyle Vandenbosch. Is that as good a practice guy and a guy to mimic as
anything? Well, I mean, Kyle, since his arrival, has set a great example for everybody as far as how to practice. And it's Dave's not the first one that has taken notice and realizes that his hard work on the practice field carries over in the games.
I know you like your young defensive lineman, but that's an experience where experience can be extremely beneficial. Is that a little scary for you?
Not necessarily. They've gained a load of experience here since coming into May in the last 10 days, and they will gain a lot more here over the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, you might say they hit a wall, but most young defensive linemen do after the first week of camp, but they'll get their legs back under them. I know they'll have fresh legs tomorrow, that'll be certain.
You've been waiting a year and a half to see Ford and Johnson against another uniform.
And we'll get a chance to see it on the practice field, and they're going to get ample opportunity in preseason games.